Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom, and I'm finding it.
Glory to God, glory to God. This is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, Church of the Living God, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this day. We ask for Heavenly Father that you take this Sabbath day and open up the hearts and minds of your people. Father God, we have been deceived so much. We have been lied to so much. We have been taught wrong doctrine. We have been brought up in wrong teaching for so long, dear Heavenly Father, that we don't know the difference between the truth and the lie. So right now, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you open up our hearts, Lord. And when we say open up our hearts, Father God, we're talking about opening up our minds, opening up our understanding, opening up our hearts, dear Heavenly Father, our reasoning capabilities. Open up our hearts, meaning that we become more like God, that we begin to think like God. We begin to see like God. We begin to act like God. And right now, dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. We ask that you intervene in every family, every household. Father God, we ask that you help everyone in the name of Yahshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Y'all, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. The whole purpose of our Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign was to change the hearts and minds of men. And in order to change the hearts and minds of men, we have to change their way of thinking. We have to change their way of understanding, and when we're talking about understanding, we're talking about their understanding of the Word of God, their understanding of the teachings of God, their understandings of the kingdom principles of God. And a lot of times that's where we're missing it at, because we've been raised up as good Baptists. We've been raised up as good Methodists. We've been raised up as good, holiness. We've been raised up as good Pentecost. So we don't know very little. We don't know hardly anything about kingdom principles. Every now and then we would have someone that would come up that would teach us about kingdom principles. Every now and then we would have someone that would come forth that would be willing to dive into the Word of God and to expound to us, the kingdom principles of God. Everything that the Word of God talks about is related to kingdom. It's related to kingdom and kingdom principles. And why we're not teaching that in our churches? Why we're not teaching kingdom principles in the house of God? Well, let me correct that. A lot of us are. There are a few of us out here, like Miles Monroe. like Miles Monroe. He often taught on the kingdom principles. A good friend of mine, you know, to God be the glory. When Earl Roberts, when he came out and he started teaching on the kingdom principles, when he started Jimmy Swaggart started teaching on kingdom principles, the first thing that happened is, you know, they tried to take down his ministry. You know, they tried to accuse the man of God of committing sin, and they tried to use that as a basis to take down the church. Well, people in the church are always committing sin. You know, we counsel people every day, about ancestral relationships going on in their families, about murders, about killings, about drug dealing, about all kinds of sins and iniquities, envies and jealousies and all types of fornication, all types of adultery, all types of things that are happening in the lives of people every day. And those people are allowed to come to us, the man of God, and confess their sin. Okay? They're allowed to come to us and confess their sin. And guess what? We don't tell nobody in the church about it. We don't talk about them to the deacons. You know, a lot of men of God, a lot of preachers, you know, they may share it with their wife. When they go home, a lot of things they may share with their spouse. Glory to God. But to tell the truth about it, you know, you shouldn't even discuss it with your wife, you know. But most of the time, we keep the sins of our fellow brothers and sisters, we keep those private. We don't tell anybody about it. We don't put the people's names out in the street. We don't put them down. We don't start judging them. I smelled cigarette smoke on him when he came in church the other day. I smelled something on him. Smelled like it might have been something else. It might have been something else, some weed I smelled on him. This is the kind of stuff that we do. We, instead of, you know, forgiving our people, instead of acting in kindness, acting in rehabilitation, you know, instead of us, you know, acting in acts of love toward our people, we act in acts of vengeance. We act in, gossiping and tattletaling and putting their business out in the street and talking about that person that just, he's not a man or a woman of God because you found sin in their life or because you don't like something that you think is going on in their life. So you walk out in judgment. You try to condemn that person for being who they are and for doing what they did instead of doing what God told you to do. God commanded that you forgive them. That if they come, that if they offend you, 70 times, 70 times, God commanded that you forgive them 70 times 70. That you restore them 70 times 70. That you love them 70 times 7, that you forgive them 70 times 7, that you rejoice over them 70 times 7, that you begin to treat everybody as you would like to be treated as opposed to you treating them like they treating you. It's about time for us as the Church of the Living God to stop playing God. You know, you don't have the right to judge anybody. It's not your right to judge anybody. It's up to God. It's up to God that we stand or that we fall. And remember what we talked about on two Sabbath days ago, two Saturdays ago, we were talking about covenant building. We were talking about covenant. And we got into the word, and we started talking about how we, you know, we have to change our hearts. We have to change our minds in order to change our way of life. We have to change the way we talk. You know, we have to, you know, the word of God said that it's out of the heart that comes the issues of life. Meaning that out of your heart, you know, out of your heart, that's where most of your ideas come from. Out of your heart is where most of your thoughts are buried at. It's out of your heart that most of your feelings are hurt, or most of your emotions are banged up. Most of the people that are suffering from depression, most of the people that are suffering from anxiety, most of the people that are suffering from envy and from jealousy and from all kinds of malices and hurts from the past, and church hurts too. A lot of people out here suffering from church hurts too. You know, a lot of people, they didn't get hurt and they didn't start getting abused until they gave their life to Christ and came inside the church. And that's when they began to see, you know, that's when they began to see all the envy and all the jealousy and all the hatred. They experienced that inside the church of God. You know, they might have been out there in the world, and when they was out in the world, where you expect people to lie, you expect people to steal from you, you expect people to hate you, you expect all of these things to happen. You expect that when you're out in the world, you expect, you know, your enemies, you know, to come against you, you know, and you learn how to defend yourself in the word out there. You turn around, and if somebody curse you, you turn around and curse them back. You turn around and curse them out. If somebody put their hands on you, you know, you turn around and you fight your way out of that. You know, if somebody gets out here and begin to perpetrate and put things on your name, you know how to fight that. You know how to go up and defend your name. So you'll go up and you'll fight to defend your name. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Yes, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. You know, we've been on the air for some time now. And I want to thank our producer of this show, Minister Simmons, Minister Jonathan Simmons, who have done an outstanding job over the years. He kept me encouraged and kept this radio broadcast going. And we have been faithful to come to you every Sabbath day. We come to you every Saturday. People didn't understand what I was doing at first. They didn't know when I was live at WAOK, God pressed upon my heart about the third day, about how important things were happening on the third day. So when I went on the radio to show you the power of God, you know, when I went on the radio with WIGO, with the Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, we started our broadcast up on Tuesday. We came out every Tuesday, and I think we tried to come on the air around about 9 o'clock, we wanted to be at the ninth hour, but then I think we decided to come on the radio at, I think it was like 12 o'clock I think our time was like 12 o'clock, it was around noon time that we came on the air. And see, at this time, I've been writing this book called The Numerology of God. Now, I haven't completed the book yet because the book is so extensive. Every time I get to a different chapter in the book of The Numerology of God, you know, another revelation comes out. Another revelation would come out, and then I would start writing all over again. Then, you know, like when I got in, when I got on the number 9 and I started breaking down the number 9, God brought out so much revelation about the number 9. And you know, when you look into the Bible and you see how many times that the number 9 is being used in the Bible, you know that you begin to see that the number 9 has some very important significance to it, okay? And the next thing you know, revelation becomes revelation, and revelation becomes revelation. So, yes, it's taken me a number of years to write the book, The Numerology of God. I'm still working on the book, The Numerology of God. And it's important that we learn how to operate in the numerology of God. We learn how to operate like God operates. And if you read the Bible, you'll see that there are certain patterns to the word of God. There are certain patterns in the illustration and the demonstration of God as he told you what happened. If we look at the book of Genesis, God talks to us about the first day. He said that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then God spoke the word. God spoke the word saying, let there be light, and there was light. And this was the first day. You see, everything that God has, everything that God does is done in the numerology. It's done in the numerology concept. So everything that God did on the first day, that tells how we should operate in the number one, what the number one is about. You know, what we talk about, one God, we talk about one fellowship, we talk about one Holy Spirit, we talk about one word of God, and that one makes the three, and that three makes the three in one. But we see that the numerology of God is so important for everything that we do. So, yeah, so basically God told me to start the Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast for it to come out the third day, meaning that on the that on a Tuesday, he wanted the word of God to come out. See, y'all got everything mixed up. You know, y'all have a Bible study on Wednesday because you're considering Wednesday to be the third day. Wednesday is not the third day. You know, Sunday is the first day. Sunday is the first day of the week. All right? Monday is the second day of the week. All right? Then that means that Tuesday is the actual third day of the week. Tuesday is the actual third day. Not Wednesday. Tuesday is the actual third day. And this is the day that God hollered. This is the day that God did so many things on. So many things. So many times when you read the word of God, you see about what God did on the third day. What God did in the third month. What God did in the month, in the 12th month, in the month of Adar. What God did in the different months, in the different times, you know, the 7th month, how important that was to God. The 3rd month, how important that was to God. You see, these things are done in the numerology of God, by the power of God. And so it's very important that when you read your Bible, And you come across different things that are talking about, you know, what, you know, that it was the, you know, the six year of the reign of King so and so, and then it'll say something like, and he reigned, you know, 35 years in Jerusalem. You know, everything is based on the number of God, on the numerology of God. And every one of those different numbers that you encounter in your life, that you encounter in the Word of God, It has a different discipline. It has a different power. That number has a different meaning, a different definition. Every one of those numbers hold power in them. The same way with the words that come out of your mouth. Okay, as you learn the importance of the numerology of God to exercise the power of God and to walk in the power of God, you must also understand the power of the Word of God, how the Word of God affects you, how the Word of God is used. Okay, what is behind the Word? You know, we look in the Bible and we read in the book of Genesis, in the beginning God. You know, that's how the Bible starts off, saying, in the beginning God. Okay? We are our word. Like, just like God is his word, God stands by his word, we are our word. And our word is powerful. Our words are the creative power of God. Before God did anything, he spoke it into being first. He spoke it into being first. Every time he got ready to do something, every time God got ready to do anything, he first spoke it into being. He first spoke to the situation. He first spoke to the circumstance. He first spoke to the elements. He first spoke to the materials. He first spoke the word, and the word created whatever he spoke, whatever he called into being. If I could get the church to learn these two things, then my life would be, I would feel as though I've accomplished a lot in my life. If I could get the body of Christ, the Church of the Living God, to learn how to use the numerology of God, to learn how to walk in the numerology of God, then that would make me very happy. That would make me very happy. All right. And then the next thing is if I could teach the body of Christ, if I could teach the Church of the Living God, if I could teach them about how to operate in the Word of God, how to operate, you know, in the Word, meaning for them to learn how to use the power of their mouth, for them to learn how to speak things into being, for them to learn the creative power of God is in the spoken word, is in what comes out of your heart, what comes out of your mouth. That is the creative power of God, the ability to speak things into being. And this is what God was trying to show us in the book of Genesis, that we had all the power that we needed. We had everything that we needed. Only thing we had to do was to learn how to walk in the power of God. Only thing we need to do was learn how to operate in the power of God. And so that's why we say Satan, Church of the Living God, realized that, you know, we're just not naming a person. We're naming, you know, the word Satan means enemy of God. It means like the enemy of God. So what I'm saying to you, what Satan did, what I'm saying is what the enemies of God did. What the spiritual principles, the spiritual demonic hosts, the spiritual wickedness in the world, you know, which is a living, moving spirit. Wickedness, the jealousy, the envy, the demonic hosts, these are living spirits that are operating in the world to this day. And we've talked many times, we've gone back and we went in the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, and we talk from there, let you know where. We let you know where these demons come from, how these demons were created. And we've taught you, you know, a lot over the years. And I want to thank God for those that have been working with us with the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. We got a number of co-hosts across the country who comes on the air with us and help us expound on the Word of God and, you know, a lot of times open up a lot of things that that the body of Christ did not know about. And we've shared powerful scriptures with you. We've shared the Word of God with you. And we ask that, that those of you that listen to this radio broadcast, you know that there's nothing in the kingdom of God that comes for free, that everything that's happening on this these radio broadcasts, on these television series that we are doing, you know, all of that stuff costs money. And we ask that if you've ever been blessed by myself, Pastor Lionel Gann, if you've ever been blessed by the love festivals and the different protests and the different works that we've done over the years, if you've been blessed by our ministry, by my ministry in particular, I'm asking that you go ahead and support us, that you go to our Cash App location and, you know, bless us with donations. Bless us with donations so that we can continue to do the work. I want to try to support Minister Simmons in whatever way I can to keep this radio broadcast. He's been a soldier. I mean, he's kept everything going, and he's kept us on the air for all these years. And, you know, God just makes a way out of nowhere. It seems like every time we turn around, God makes a way out of nowhere. Every now and then, God blesses me, and I'm able to bless him. And, you know, and we continue to keep the ministry going. We continue to keep the Word of God going. You know, we call this radio broadcast The Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth Radio Broadcast, because that's what we're dealing with. We're exposing you to the whole truth. We're opening up the whole Bible to you. We're opening up the whole your whole understanding to you. People didn't understand why, you know, they said that I haven't fallen out with the church or that I fell away from the church. No, God forbid, I can never fall away from the church, because that's an impossibility. We are the church. We, the born-again, baptized, you know, fire-breathing believers, we are the body of Christ. We are the church. You know, I can't withdraw myself from the church and call myself withdraw myself from the church, that means I'm withdrawing myself from God, that I'm no longer part of the kingdom of God. No, that's an impossibility. What we have pulled out of is the commercial church. We have pulled out of the so-called church doctrine. We moved out of the church, out of the so-called organized church. We moved out of the so-called denominational church. We separated from what we see the falling away. We see these people coming out of these organized churches and establishing their own churches. Because, you know, the Word of God in the Word of God in the book of Daniel and in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Revelation, God said that these things were going to happen, that before the coming back of Christ, there has to come a falling away first, you know, that men were no longer going to be, you know, believing the lies that they've been told. You know, you realize that 60%, that over 60% of the things that we've been taught in the modern day church today, they are not factual. They are not scriptural. They are not biblical. They were as I explained to you excuse me. Having some difficulties here. I had to catch my breath here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Satan, you're a lie. You're a liar. You're not going to stop this word from going forth. Glory to God. All right. Church of the Living God, we've been under attack. And the church, the body of Christ, has been under attack from the time that it started, okay? And now the Catholic Church has brought in a lot of its own tradition. The Holiness Church, the Pentecostal Church, the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, they all have their own different denominational beliefs. They all have their own different characters. They have their own different moral standards. They all have their way of worship. They all are organized, they're organized for organization's sake. You know, the denominations describe who they are. They describe what they believe, and they describe, how they're going to perform the works and the will and the wills of God, how they're going to do the mission of God, what we call in the Bible, what we call in the church today, we call our mission statement. You know, every church has its mission statement. Every pastor, every man, woman of God. Excuse me, I told you I'm having some difficulties this morning. Every man, woman of God, what we talked about a few days ago, we talked about covenant. We talked about us making a covenant with God, us starting all over, us remembering when we first got saved, the first day that we gave our life to Christ. We talked a few shows back about covenant, about renewing our covenant with God. You know, the reason why so many of us are suffering today, the reason why so many of us, our ministries are failing, the reason why so many people are, being ostracized, criticized, being demonized today, is because they've broken their covenant with God. God, God first called you into ministry, when you first gave your life to Christ and God first spoke to you, he gave you a mission. God gave you a mission. Out of all the people in the world, God gave you a specific mission. He gave you a specific purpose for being on this earth. And I explained to you in the show a few weeks ago how some of us he made ushers. Some of us he made prayer warriors. Some of us he made to become mothers in the church. Others he made to become deacons in the church. God set us up as different, set up in the eightfold ministries. He set us up in many different ways. You know, many of us were called to be evangelists. Many of us were called to be missionaries, to go out into the world and to bring forth the gospel. A lot of you were are missionaries here in our community today. A lot of you, God has placed in your spirit to go out and to feed the hungry, to go out and to minister to the sick and those that are in need. You know, God has made a covenant with each and every one of us. And I've been calling you to remember that covenant that God made with you. And I've been trying to get you to go back to write down everything that God commanded you to do, everything that you can remember that God has commanded you to do. I'm asking you to go back, write it down. Some of you never wrote down your calling. Some of you were called in the ministry and God called you to preach the gospel, but when God called you, God gave you specific instruction. God told you to do certain things. And me, I just had to be, God called me and gave me my commandments, gave me my, made that covenant with me. I made that covenant with God, and God called me into the ministry to raise up a total outreach ministry, to reach those for Christ everywhere. You know, God called me to go on the radio, to go on the TV, to go in the hedges and the highways, to go out there where they are, to do the work of an evangelist, to do the work of a pastor, to do the work of the man of God, teaching the wisdom of God, teaching the knowledge of God, that not only was my calling in the church, but my calling was outside of the church, was to go outside of the church wall and to minister the gospel and to lead the people to Christ. And that's what's been my ministry. If you've known me all my life, you know that Pastor Dan has always been on total outreach, that Pastor Dan has always been on reaching out, on coming outside of those four walls and spreading forth the gospel. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. It's 12:36 right now, and I promise you that when I'm expounding on the Word of God, so I'm doing, I told you I was having some difficulties. I got a lot of body fluid that's built up, and I'm trying to battle with that right now, because, I'm not going to sit up here and claim any sicknesses or any diseases of God, and any sicknesses or anything, because my God said that he's going to heal me from each and every last one of those sicknesses. That, they may come, but God is the healing virtue. God is the healing power. And so, I've been going through some things, but to God be the glory. We're gonna praise God. We're gonna speak the word of God. We're gonna pronounce those curses, and we're gonna pronounce those blessings. We're gonna push the word of God out. We're gonna use the words of our mouth to create the things of the kingdom of God, and we're going to move forward in the power of God and in the anointing of God. We're going to begin to do new and brighter things. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I said that whenever we have the, whenever I'm responding to you in the Word of God, that I will not try to keep you on the radio broadcast for too long, that I would try to cut it short as much as possible. But then my producer, Mr. Simmons, Jonathan Simmons, said that, when we cut it short like that, the podcast don't necessarily like that, because that leaves dead space in the radio time. Because if I'm supposed to be on the radio from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and I get off in 30 minutes, that leaves 30 minutes of airtime that's not being used. So we don't want to do that. We want to utilize the whole hour of our podcast. We want to disseminate the word of God. So I'm not going to preach to you for 30 minutes, but I'm going to expound on the word of God and share with you the word. And we're going to try to go out the whole time limit, because I was cutting the broadcast short, because I didn't want to be preaching to you, be teaching at you for longer than 30 minutes. Because, when we talk about the attention span of most men and women, their attention span is not very long. You might have a person's attention for maybe 10 or 15 minutes out of a 30 minute broadcast. You may have their full attention for just a few seconds out of that broadcast. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to capitalize on all of our time, and we're trying to reach you with the word of God and share with you the word of God. Today I brought up a few very interesting points. And I told you that this year, the Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, we're going to be coming to you out of the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 13th and 14th verse. I told you that all this year, the Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, everything that we teach would be centered around that theory, you know, of what happened in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis and the 13th and 14th chapter. Well, God told Abel to know for surely that his descendant, that a future generation, God told Abram to know for sure that a future generation of his, descendants, were going to be captured, and they were going to be mistreated. They were going to be placed in slavery for 400 years. And not just placed in slavery for 400 years, but they were going to be placed in slavery for 400 years in a strange country, in a country that was not their own. And that describes only one people on the face of the earth. That only characterized only one group of people on the face of the earth, and that's Black America. When we talk about the transatlantic slave trade, you know, we were the only people that was uprooted from our country, uprooted from where we were, and transported to another land, to where we were forced into hard labor. Okay, and we backed up the word of God. We went inside the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and we backed up the word of God, precept upon precept, line upon line. We showed you that no other people could fit that category of fulfilling who the children of God is, other than Black America, other than us. We fulfilled all of those scriptures in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. We fulfilled all of the scriptures that we read inside of Genesis, the 15th chapter. We fulfill all the scriptures that we see in Isaiah chapter 51, chapter 52, chapter 53, and chapter 54. We see that we fulfill, we are the only people in the face of the earth that fulfill all of the word of God, all of the prophecies of the word of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says that if we fail to keep the word of God, that all of these things will happen to us. And as we go back into the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, we see that all of those things that the book of Deuteronomy said was going to happen to us, happened to our people. We've established the fact that we are the chosen people of God, that was the reason why that we were not allowed to speak our language when we were placed in slavery. Because what? Our language was Hebrew. So that would have gave us away right there. That would have let us know that we were the children of the Most High God. They didn't want us to know who we were. They took away our identity. They took away our dignity. They took away our name. Why was it important that they take away our name? Did you ever think about why was it important that they take away our name? They took away our names because our names were Hebrew. Our names came from God. We were named after the images and likenesses of God. We spoke the Hebrew language. Our names were Hebrew. Therefore, our names had to be changed. Therefore, they had to take away our name. Therefore, they beat our names out of us. Therefore, they beat our language out of us. But what we've learned and what I taught you, and I brought on different experts and different people to explain to you, that once something is in our DNA, when God creates us, he makes us from basic DNA. And that's what's inside of our basic DNA was Hebrew, okay, that our language was in our DNA. And so, you know, we found out that from studying the roaches and from studying the ants, that, you know, when every time somebody makes a poison or a chemical that that can kill them. You know, they adjust with their DNA. They adjust, their bodies adjust to those chemicals. Their bodies adjust to those things. And then they begin to overcome. They begin to overcome it. You know, a lot of the things that we're facing right now, what I'm trying to explain to you is that those things are in our DNA. That those things are in our chemical makeup. Those things are in our spiritual makeup. Those things are in our emotional makeup. Those things are in our mental makeup. That God has placed those things in our DNA. That those things have been passed on to us. We've learned those things through childbirth, as a mother passes all of her knowledge and her DNA to her child. When that child is born, he's automatically born, you know, walking in his father's DNA, having his father's understanding, having his mother's understanding, you know, because those things are passed on in our genetic structure. They're passed on to us in our makeup, into who we are. We talk like our parents, not because of some physical thing that happened. We talk like them because we've been around them all our life. We've heard them all our life. We mimic them all our life. The first words we learn from out of their mouth. You know, so we begin to speak like our parents. We begin to talk like our parents. We begin to walk like our parents because we were around our parents. And certain things we picked up by knowledge, you know, and now we are passing those things on to future generation, to our generation. So those things have become a part of our DNA. They have become a part of who we are, a part of our character, a part of our nature. And we are passing that on to men and women. One of the keys to our Stop the Violence campaign is that we say we change the hearts and minds of men. That we, our whole goal is to change the hearts of men, to change them from the inside out. And if we can change the hearts of men, if we can change them from the inside, then we can control what happens on the outside. We can spread that from person to person, from heart to heart, from spirit to spirit, and we can counteract the violence. We can stop the violence. We can 100% stop the violence. We can definitely stop killing each other. That is one thing that we can definitely do. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. And I'm happy that you tuned in with us today. I'm happy that you came in to share with us today. Today, you know, we're continuing on the teaching of covenant building, because it's going to be so important as we bring this year to a close. It's going to be so important as we're going into 2024, that we have a changed mind, a changed heart, and we have a distinct purpose for what we are doing in the kingdom of God. You've been playing church too long, and I've told you this over and over again. Time out for playing church. It's time for you to come outside the four walls of that church. It's time for you to minister to the people that are hurting and that are dying and that are suffering in the street. Those people that are right, you know, you can start your ministry online. You can go online and you can do outreach ministries online, where you reach out to send out a message to people in your calling list or in your on your homepage, the people that are on your list, that you can put out an encouraging word to them every day, that you can, you know, put out a Bible scripture every day. You can go online and you can send out a word of, you know, a prayer every day. And you never know who may come across that message, or who may come across that email, or who may come across your webpage, you know. Right now, I encourage you to send out a word every day, because you never know when, you know, that friend of yours might hit on that, link or hit on your page and see that word of encouragement coming from you, and it may revolutionize their life, or it may change their whole life, or, you know, it may set them, it may bring them up at the very point of their need. So I'm asking you to join me in the Total Outreach Ministry. Join me in reaching out to the world with the gospel of Yahshua, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let the world know that this is the day that the Lord has made, that we are to rejoice and be exceedingly glad therein, because today is another day of promise. Today is another day of hope. And today is another day that we've never seen before. So, hey, Church of the Living God, I'd like to welcome you to the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. And I'm going to ask that you share this word, that you share this broadcast on your timeline, share this broadcast with those in your messages, so that the word of God can go forth with power, with knowledge, and with understanding. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, I'm coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Peace and blessings. Love you.